Happy August! I'm Jan Bratt, and this is my August Hedgigram, my letter to friends named after my mascot, Hedgie. I was recently asked by Scholastic to name my favorite teacher and draw a picture of he or she. My favorite teacher was Mr. Anderson, who taught us high school English literature. I drew a picture of Hedgie to personify my affection and gratitude for Mr. Anderson. He would read aloud for hours from great works of literature, from Moby Dick to plays of Shakespeare to poems by E.E. Cummings. He was forthright and funny and thoughtful, just like I imagine Hedgie to be. Hedgie also serves as my alter ego. When I write my news notes for each new book, Hedgie often makes an appearance. His role is to make sure I don't sound like a know-it-all, one of my least favorite character traits. I got thinking about what a useful role a sidekick or alter ego is. It's a great way to liven up a story and give a different perspective. I'm currently illustrating and retelling a folktale, The Turnip. It's pretty straightforward and simple. In Russia, where the story originates, the fun comes with the characters' names, which form a tongue twister as they are repeated as the story progresses. Since I'm writing in English and couldn't use this device, I put a little rooster character in the story to make it interesting. He is looking for a new home because he's being chased by someone who is looking for dinner. When he arrives at the farm where the turnip is being pulled out of the ground, he is the last one to try. It's funny to see the rooster go flying through the air with his beak holding the turnip top. In the same painting, you can see that a hibernating mother bear has just jettisoned the turnip up from below. I've always liked stories that have a curious twist. In The Mitten, the bear sneezes the white mitten into the sky where Nikki can see it. In The Trouble with Trolls, Tika escapes with her dog on skis because the trolls don't realize the skis enable her to shush away. Normally, the way I know a story is ready to become a book is when I figure out a curious twist in the plot that will solve a problem. One of my favorite ones I've never illustrated. It's an Aesop's tale about a thirsty crow. He comes across a jug full of water that he can't reach even with his long beak. He solves the problem by dropping pebbles into the jug. The pebbles displace the water until it rises to the brim and the crow can quench his thirst. On my husband Joe's and my trip across the country in June, we stopped in Hot Springs, South Dakota to visit an amazing mammoth site museum. I'm fascinated by animals that lived in the Pleistocene, and I would love to write a book about a mammoth. I'm hoping I can find a good plot idea to make this happen. When I saw the incredible tusk skeletons of the mammoths at the mammoth site, my imagination covered with them with fur and made them do all sorts of elephanty things. Baby elephants are the cutest ever. Right now, I'm immersed in my badger family that populates the turnip. Besides the badger family, my story has a hedgehog, goat, rooster, and horse character. Luckily, on my run route, I pass a farm that has a pasture with 3 rams. Now that I carry my cell phone with me on runs, I can take photos that will give me character studies for my book. They are similar to goats I saw in Russia, and I can combine the body language of the Berkshire goats that live near us with the physical characteristics of my Russian goat photos. It makes for an interesting to-do list. Lastly, we just got a mock-up of the design they will put on our tour bus this year for the Animal Santa. The bus tour is planned for late November, and I'll be posting all the dates and cities soon. Good luck with your writing, drawing, and creating. Your friend, Jan Bratt.